Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Back with Darrell in just a moment.
Hey Ernie, what are you doing?
Fixing the truck to haul that pen over for my cows.
Well, my pen's all bent up. Well, it wouldn't hold anything.
Will too. Betty Lou, my oldest daughter, hasn't lived for a week.
Ernie?
I can't get her a new one like yours. I ain't made out of money.
Well, neither am I, Ernie, but I have contacts at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
You mean you know Super Go Bob? What's he look like?
Well, the prices are super at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. They even helped me draw up the plans for the new corral out there. And then the price is the best I've seen in months.
Does he have a cape?
Who?
Super Go Bob.
Oh, Ernie, Go Bob is super at saving folks money on building fence and corrals and lots of other things. You see, when I want my cattle to stay where I put them, I always build pens and fences with Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Why don't you call Go Bob or look him up on the web at GoBob.com.
I'll call and ask for Super Go Bob. I can't wait to talk to that guy.
Here in the new year, pleased to have along with us today livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel talking about these early days of 2016 and the cattle market.
Well, as we start off 2016, we've been through a big transition from, you know, the breathlessly high prices we had at the end of 2014 and early 2015, went through a fairly severe drop in the second half of 2015, recovered right at the end of the year, and I really think kind of set the stage for where we, you know, sort of need to be, all things considered, going into 2016. We've made most of that adjustment, so I don't see that same kind of adjustment happening at this point. I think we move forward now, you know, with the supply and demand conditions that we see out there.
Darrell, I know we're still a couple of weeks away from getting those cattle inventory report numbers that'll give us some idea as far as how big of a year of herd rebuilding we had in 2015. What are your thoughts regarding herd rebuilding of last year as well as what may be happening here in 2016?
Well, you know, we're waiting for confirmation. 2015 was a big year, and it may turn out to be the biggest year, but I think we have another, potentially another strong year of expansion in 2016. Because of what we went through at the end or in the second half of 2015, that may have tempered some of those expectations a little bit. So we might slow down 2016 a little bit, and if we do, that just means we'll push it off a little farther. We probably have another good year. We have yet to see just how big 2015 was. I think it was a pretty big year, but I'm looking for, you know, still more expansion in 2016.
In 2016, Darrell, where could we see expansion actually happen?
There's still parts of, you know, western Oklahoma, western Texas, that have probably the most expansion in terms of recovering herd numbers yet to go.
Darrell, wettest December ever for the state of Oklahoma, and a lot of moisture into the Texas Panhandle, eastern Mexico as well because of El Nino. What's that going to mean to cattle performance, you think, here as we go through this winter of 16?
You know, the storm we had over the holidays in the Southern Plains generated, tremendous snow drifts that directly impacted cattle, primarily dairy cattle, it appears. It was centered right on top of the large dairies in eastern New Mexico and the Texas Panhandle. The losses there still being assessed, but it looks like were pretty significant. There's not a lot of indication at this point that feedlots, beef cattle, suffered as much of the direct losses. Performance will be impacted, the cold weather, the winds, and of course, conditions are wet and pretty muddy there. Perhaps more importantly, or just as important, across much of the center of the country, conditions are pretty wet and muddy. Cattle are struggling in that, and performance will be impacted. The biggest direct impact on the market will be in terms of reduced carcass weights on feedlot cattle.
Cattle Market Watcher Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock presents the Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th in Denver, offering 76,000 head of outstanding commercial cattle, including Holsteins, Jersey steers, yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows, bred heifers, bred cows, and pairs. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call us at 800-422-2117. Don't miss Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th at the Doubletree Stapleton North in Denver, Colorado.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.